Track 6, more news stories. Divas raid more than £1,000 for Alice. A glamorous night of diva fever at the Alice Cross Centre on Saturday, April the 12th, raised over £1,000 to help the community centre continue offering its services. Powerful ballads, sequins and glitter combined to create an unforgettable evening of musical entertainment. Performers featured Alice Cross Centre General Manager Peter Howell, Jenny Green and Alana Jacobs. And they paid homage to some of music's greatest female icons, including Barbara Streisand, Marilyn Monroe, Shirley Bassey, Doris Day, Celine Dion and Tina Turner. A highlight of the evening came when special guest Alana Jacobs graced the stage delivering a breathtaking performance of Quan Mai On Vo from Puccini's La Bohème, said an Alice Cross Centre spokesman. The audience was clearly moved by her powerful and operatic talent. The surprise continued as Jacobs was joined by Tynmouth's own musical legend, Viv Wilson, who provided an exquisite piano accompaniment for a touching rendition of La Vie en Rose. After a second half where disco favourites kept the energy high, the show concluded with a heartwarming group sing-along of Que Sera Sera, where performers and the audience sang together in a fitting finale to a night of musical celebration. The sold-out event raised £1,039 for the Alice Cross Centre. This impressive contribution demonstrates both the generosity of those in attendance and the community's strong support for the centre, said Peter. Based on the success of the evening, the Alice Cross Centre audience are likely to welcome a repeat performance of Diva Fever sooner rather than later. No doubt Peter, who became the Alice Cross Centre General Manager earliest this year, will oblige. She is a well-known singer locally and has previously sung at the Christmas Light Switch On and at the D-Day 80th Anniversary commemorations.
Artist hopes successful family pop-up show. It was a family affair for Dawlish artist Luke Steffens when he launched his first public exhibition. Luke organised the two-day pop-up exhibition held at the Strand Centre in Dawlish as a way of showcasing his work alongside his father Brian, a well-known artist in the town, and his creative wife Kaz. Their work was on show with other local artists Jackie Russ, Dave Furler and Darren Hale. After the show, Luke thanked everyone who attended. He said, "Thank you to all those who came to our exhibition. It was hard work, but we all appreciate the support so much. I've learned a lot and I'm making plans for future exhibitions. It was so lovely to see so many people at the exhibition." Luke rediscovered his love of art during the COVID lockdown after a 30-year gap. Although he is the son of an artist and studied art at college, Luke only came back to painting and drawing 5 years ago. As an unknown artist, many galleries would not provide exhibition space, so Luke took the first step to publicly show his art by organising his own exhibition alongside his family and other artists. He said, "It was hard work, but rewarding, and I actually made some sales. We hope this event will lead to more exhibitions, showcasing more of the local talent in the area. Most artists in the area don't have exhibition opportunities, and my hope is we can build a good community-based art movement and encourage more people to engage and enjoy their creative side." It was during the COVID lockdown Luke turned to painting when, by accident, he bought a set of cheap oil paints, watching online tutorials and making up for lost time.
Easter Market, resounding success. An early Easter market in Newton Abbot has been described as a resounding success, despite an incident of theft being reported. Spearheaded by the Plot Hub's Chris Hansen, the Sunday market has proved popular with residents and visitors alike since launching last May. And April the 7th market was no exception. Nine-piece vocal harmony group, the Forte Singers, provided musical accompaniment. The sun shone, and Newton Abbot Town Council described it as a resounding success. But among the fun and festivities, an incident of theft is said to have occurred. A vendor selling laser-engraved items had some stolen. The perpetrators were a middle-aged couple, the Devon Advertiser has been told. In the wake of the theft, market organiser Chris put out a heartfelt message on social media. To the person who walked off without paying, to the one who slipped something into their bag, thinking no one saw, please understand what you're really taking, Chris said. Our market traders don't just show up with goods. They're up at dawn, crafting, cooking, hauling, setting up, often in the cold, the rain, and with aching backs, just to share their passion with the community. Behind every handmade item, every home-cooked meal, every carefully displayed stall is someone who's trying to make ends meet, doing something they love, something honest. So when you steal, it's not just a quick grab, it's taking food off someone's table. It's shaking someone's trust in the very community they give so much to.
Man sustains life-changing injuries in assault. A man in his 30s has sustained life-changing injuries to his face and head following an assault in Tynmouth in the early hours of Saturday morning. Police were notified at around 2:05 a.m. on Saturday, April the 12th, to reports of a serious assault on Dawley Street in Tynmouth. It was reported that there was an altercation involving a group of people. A cordon was established at the scene while officers carried out inquiries into the incident. A 31-year-old man from Tynmouth has since been arrested on suspicion of wounding with intent. He has been released on bail until Thursday the 10th of July, pending further inquiries.
Police seek witness to group brawl. Police are urging witnesses to come forward following a fight in Dawlish Warren that saw two males attacked. Devon and Cornwall Police received a report of a group of males attacking two other men on Warren Road at just after 2 p.m. on Saturday, April the 12th. The two victims were punched and kicked a number of times, police say. And while officers carried out an area search, they were unsuccessful in locating the suspects. Officers attended and carried out an unsuccessful area search to try and locate the suspects.
A man in his 20s has been arrested on multiple charges, including possession of a knife, after a car was found on its side along a Newton Abbott Road. Police were called shortly before 10 p.m. on Monday the 14th of April, following a report of a vehicle on its side along St Mary Church Road near Hackham Cross. Officers attended the scene and later located two men. One of the two men, a man in his 20s from Torquay, was arrested on suspicion of driving whilst unfit through drink or drugs, handling stolen goods and possession of a knife or bladed article, a spokesman for Devon and Cornwall Police said. He was taken to hospital for treatment.